step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
And you too are being built together into a dwelling place in which God lives by His Spirit. Ephesians 2:22.
That's right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
It's the ChristCast 2020, and we're back.
Welcome back after a week.
My name is Jason Dyes alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And I want to thank you so much for listening. It's two generations with
one mission.
And we're right here at our favorite Chick-fil-A at
West Point Village.
And I just got a whole bunch of more points on my app. It is one app with
endless awesome.
I want to send a quick shout out. We had our first listen in Namibia.
I don't even know.
It's in Africa. It's like the Book of Nahum. I didn't even know it was in there. I didn't know where Namibia was. It's in Southern Africa. And we do also get a couple listens each week in Nigeria. And they're having some real problems out in Nigeria. Christians being put to death for the crime of being Christians. And so we want to send our love out to our friends in Nigeria. And I want to start thanking the listeners every week because I forget.
Yeah, because you're the whole reason we're still doing this.
That's the whole reason we're doing this. And then we want to thank our friends at
Slitterbond for still giving us season passes.
That's right. It is still the hottest, coolest time
in Texas.
It absolutely is.
Kansas.
And Kansas City. Quick shout out to John Paul II. I want to mention they have their gala coming up, and it's going to be on Gala.
Saturday, March 30th at 6:30 at the McKenna Event Center. Be there or be square.
That's right, right here in New Braunfels, Texas. And I haven't seen you in a bit since we had the Legacy Night, which was really nice. Really enjoyed Colonel North, meeting Colonel Oliver North. I got to figure out how to get my picture. In fact, I even have my coffee cup swag from the event.
Yeah, so, that's where our tuition money's going.
Yes, it is. It's good to be back on the air. However, next week, we'll be off the air because I will be gone in Tennessee. Then we'll get back to our normal format with, I believe, the Book of Zephaniah. And I think Mrs. Carl is going to join us for that one. One of our favorite folks. Hey, listen, the name of the show today is Built Together, my favorite Bible verse, Ephesians 2:22. You heard Miss Lighty with the intro there. And your student council is doing something pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually called the
Building Hope.
So that Built Together, Building Hope thing kind of worked. And so we're going to talk to the student council officers, and we're going to do it all right after
this.
Don't forget to keep listening for your chance to win a 2019 season pass to Schlitterbahn. To hear the show, Google ChristCast 2020 or say, Alexa, play ChristCast 2020 podcast. But no longer
bound by chains. All right, we're back.
Welcome back.
And we got up first the student council president. It's Miss Mary Robles. Hey, Mary.
Hey.
Tell us about the Building Hope 2019.
Okay, so Building Hope is run by Kendall Weininger, and it's basically a campaign in which we are trying to raise $25,000 to donate the money to build a tiny home. This tiny home will be placed in Community First Village. My senior class actually went on a field trip to Community First Village, and we decided we wanted to be a part of something bigger and help out more. So we contacted the people, and we found out that it was $25,000, and we realized that while it was a lot of money, we still wanted to help out. So we've been working on some fundraisers, trying to raise enough money to provide someone with shelter and ultimately show them Jesus Christ.
Then next up we have Brennan Lighty, the Student Council Vice President. But your question is, tell us about the Community First Village and where is the tiny home exactly?
All right, so Community First Village is an acreage in Austin where homeless people are able to transition back into society slowly. There's a bunch of trailers and buildings that are built through fundraising for people to live there. And we as a class, as Mary said, took a visit there as a senior Bible class, and we really fell in love with the people there as we were serving, and we got to learn more about them personally, and that's how we were able to take on this role of raising this money for them. And so our goal is to build a house there for somebody in need to live in it.
All right, up next, we've got the Stucco chaplain, Kendall Weiniger. Kendall, one of my favorite quotes from the Bible is when Jesus says, "That which you do unto the least of my brothers, that you do unto me." Providing shelter is just a core Christian value. Tell us why that's so important.
It really is a core Christian value. I agree. Really, what we're striving towards through our mission to build this house is to provide someone not only with shelter, but ultimately with community, with a good community. What we found with the mobile loaves and fishes, the community that we kind of went through, is that it's not necessarily caused by a lack of shelter, but a sudden loss of family or even financially, but most of the time you see people that are just looking for a purpose in their life without Jesus Christ. And so that's going to be our ultimate goal in providing this house for someone in need, that we can help them grow stronger with the Lord and by providing them shelter.
So. That's awesome.
Then last, but definitely not least, is Kaylee Binka, the Student Council Treasurer. So can you tell us a few ways that you've raised money so far through the school? What are the most creative ways, and how much have you raised so far?
Well, we sell tacos every Tuesday and bagels every Friday at both our elementary campus and our secondary campus. And on Valentine's Day, we coordinated an aftershave volleyball game where our high school boys played our high school girls. From that event alone, we raised almost $5,000 in both ticket sales and t-shirt sales. We also have a powder puff game coming up on April 6th, where two teams of our high school girls will play each other in flag football. And all in all, we raised over $14,000 in hopes of reaching our goal of $25,000 by the end of the school year.
Awesome. All right. Wow. So the New Braunfels Student Council, that's really cool. Yeah. I think you and I, we've always had a home to go home to.
A lot of us take it for granted.
We do. I absolutely agree with that. I've only actually been homeless once for one night when I was in between apartments, and I thought I could just spend the night in the car. It wouldn't be so bad.
Would it? No.
And instead, I went to my parents' house. You know, my parents have a nice home down in San Antonio. But it was daunting to think about it. What would it be like to go, you know, at nighttime and not have a place to go? So I think it's great that the Student Council is doing this. Like I said, based upon that Ephesians 2:22, built together. And the important part about that is, In the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul says, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And that is so important because the cornerstone
supports everything.
It's how the rest of the building was built. And he's not really talking about building a physical building like the Student Council is helping. He's saying that we, you and me,
we are the
building blocks. We are building Christ's church. And so I think it's great. Always great stuff going on at the Christian Academy.
And through Building Hope, we have different packages
as well.
And if you want to sponsor a package, you can contact us and we'll set it up through Student Council.
Yeah, there's a couple of different levels. You can certainly get a hold of the school and talk to Miss Lighty about it. And if you've got a business, you want to get some great advertising. A lot of folks come out to games and stuff
like
that.
Please contact us.
Yeah, let the Student Council know, because this is really cool. A tiny house for somebody that wouldn't have a home otherwise. Before we get out of here, I just have to ask, how was your trip to España?
It was great. I woke up at 8 o'clock every morning and went to bed at 11 every night just playing soccer, and it was great.
That's awesome. Well, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Don't forget, folks, we will be off next week because I will be traveling. I do work occasionally. I don't know if
you know
that or not.
Job?
I do have a real job every now and then. Was that your contact that fell out?
Yes.
And she didn't even flinch. I've now seen Kiki stifle a sneeze on the air and drop a contact on the air. There's no rattling this young lady. My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And to God be the
glory.
Just runs in like this is not a, this is not a test.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.